What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness, with gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my federal health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Over on the Ticket Taker Smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Except for kind of a lone gust wind, the bedroom.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to be here with you today. This is Monday. It's actually the start of a new week, the 6th of February, and I'm broadcasting direct and live from central France. We are under new management today. From now on, the French Connection will be doing its broadcast on its own. As some of you probably are already aware, and many of you may not be, I am no longer with Genesis Communications Network. I think that's probably the best thing that could have happened, and we'll get into that, why that is, in a moment. How we're going to be doing this, for the moment at least, is just to be speaking with Eric about some of the issues that we've got happening between myself and Genesis. I want to clear a few things up. I think it's important that that I come clean on some of the things that I kept to myself, and maybe even do a mea culpa as far as some of the things I allowed to happen in my name. One of them was kissing up to people that I shouldn't have had to do, but I wanted to keep the soapbox, and I'll explain to you why I wanted to do that. Well, I had important information to get out. I had important downloads to get done. I had important things to share. And I wanted to do it on a public venue, a place where Shoutcast and different methods or means of distributing the information could be done. That information had to do with how the Zionist network was put together and what we really faced. And you'll have noticed some weeks ago we started doing more analytical work. We started bringing in research people. We started doing things that were more orientated toward researching the issues behind Zionism, who was doing it, why were they doing it, and what were their intentions. Now, I thought that was important enough to maybe gloss over some of the differences that I have had developed between myself and Genesis for a very, very long time. And I did it, and it's something that I have to cop to at this point, because I was trying, as I said, to be honest with you guys about the information. As far as the people at Genesis, let's first start out. Ted Anderson was backed into a corner, I think. I think he probably didn't know what to do with me, and I've never known him to be anything but about the money. The man was always about the money, as far as I knew. He was about getting a bottom line. He was about making money from advertising. He was about providing himself with enough money to support the network. And I think he did that to the exclusion of the truth. Why? Because he knew, I think, that the people he had working for him were not truth tellers. And we can start with one of the people that I think is not a truth teller in the extreme, and that would be Mr. Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz's information and Jeff Rentz's programming is designed from the very beginning, both on his website and his radio show, to be it's a lie factory is what it is. And it's not always a direct lie. It's lies by omission. It was lies by deception, and it was lies by pseudo authority. In other words, he would put people in positions of expertise and to claim that they were able to speak on certain issues, and then have these people sprout lies for him. And I can give several examples. The most glaring recent example was his huge promotion and everyone on his site that was associated with Rents of this Loose Change video. This video is an abomination. It does not speak to any of the real issues. It does not finger any of the guilty parties in 9/11. It was strictly designed and presented to send people down the wrong path. And anybody who's compared these, including a gentleman that I just received an email from, who says in the first Loose Change and to the second one, the person they call as an eyewitness is the same person that they speak to in the Power Hours video. I don't remember the name of that video, but the fact is it was the same eyewitness, and he gives different accounts of his eyewitness testimony. So this guy pointed out, he said he has to be a disinformation, he said, because his story is absolutely different in the different reports that he participates in about the plane that hit the Pentagon, which is a specific email. But that's not the only reason. The other reason is that they blame Bush and Cheney, or Cheney and Bush, as I've said before. And in their attempt to present this information, they lie through omission. They lie through leaving out important factors. They don't talk about dancing Israelis to any degree. They don't discuss Abramoff's ties to Atta having cruises off the coast of Florida. They don't discuss the art students living next door to Atta down in Florida. They don't discuss any of the problems with Zim moving. They don't discuss Mr. Silverstein's connections to people like Mark Rich or the Israeli and Zionist underground. They don't discuss any of the important things about Marvin Bush's relationship to these people. So when we start looking at the truth, what we find out is the truth is something very different than this young man presents. And when you start understanding that this young gentleman happens to be Jewish, and that almost all, without exception, of the writers on Rents' site are Jewish, and I believe the ones that are claimed not to be are crypto. And meaning, what do you mean by crypto Jew? You can look it up in Wikipedia. Somebody who claims to be a Christian but is in fact a Jewish person behind the scenes. Which brings me to the handlers at the Rents site. You know, this person, Judy Andreas, who has tried everything in her power to butter me up with emails, with sweet talk, with remembrances of how she loved France. Now, this is a person that I don't even know, and she's telling me she loves the villages, and it was blowing smoke up my fanny to the extreme, ladies and gentlemen. And what it was designed to do was to get me in a dialogue with her, which I refused flatly to do. Each time I received an email from her, I was almost insultingly blunt about not wanting to have anything to do with her. And within a day, she'd send me another sweet little email. It was just, it was a repugnant experience as far as I'm concerned. But what makes it more interesting is that I had contact with a man who is a Princeton graduate. He's an older gentleman in his 50s. He is a self-described undercover agent for the Army Intelligence, retired. Now, his name is Greg Ziegler. Greg Ziegler is the controller, I believe, of this nest that Rents has. Now, you all know, I know that Rents' mother works for Cy Newhouse, which is the largest Zionist publisher in the country. Jeff Rents has one degree of separation from the number one Zionist publisher in the nation. Now, look, let's do this rationally. If I was a truth teller on the net and I was saying that I had all the right information and my whole staff was Jewish, they never talked about the Jewish connection on the site except to send you in the wrong direction. My mother worked for Karl Rove in the White House, and would you trust the fact that I told you, well, the fact that my mother works for Karl Rove has nothing to do with this? And the fact that, all my writers are of a certain religious persuasion has nothing to do with this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the facts. 2% of our population is Jewish. Of that population, half of them are not adherent Jews. So we've got 1% of the population adherent. Of that 1%, Mr. Reds has about 75% in his investigative team. That is a factor of 75-1, ladies and gentlemen, and who benefits from obfuscation? Who benefits from whitewashing? Who benefits from lying by omission? Of course, the Israelis and the Zionists do. We realized early on that people like Kaminsky and John Carlson and Carl Schwartz and this guy Ike and this other guy Tarpley, my goodness, Webster Tarpley, what a vomitous creature this guy is, and John Phelps and all of these other people, and Greg Schimansky, my goodness, go to the Jewish list of names. Go to there's a website on the net about Jewish names. Mr. Schimansky is a crypto-Jew, and if you don't believe that, his name is from the list of Jewish names, and trust me, guys, there are very few names like that go in both directions. There just aren't. Now, when you take a look at all of these facts, does that mean that all Jews are part of a conspiracy? No. But when someone's sending you down the wrong road, they've got people involved in their presentations that are saying they're not Jewish, but their names show up on a Jewish list. The stories they're telling you are pushing you away from the facts that implicate Israel and implicate the Jewish mafia that was involved in the bombing of the World Trade Center. One needs to start wondering. Well, we did wonder. And, you know, when everything adds up, by the way, Mr. Ziegler happens to be Jewish, and he is also the man that told me that Judy Andreas was a good person and I should contact her. You see, it's interesting behind the scenes what people will try to do for you. Now, that being said, you know, as it develops, we are going to release more information because there's more than just in this one monologue we'll satisfy. But let's go on to the other person on Genesis that I absolutely have to apologize for, because they told me a week ago that I needed to do a little promoting of his videos. Now, I wasn't lying, because I'll tell you something. My first introduction to 9/11 information and what was going on in the country was through an Alex Jones video. And I mentioned that. What I didn't mention was that as I became more educated in this fight, what I found out was that Mr. Jones also lies through omission. He lies through his teeth through omission. He does not point to Israel as being the master planners behind this, which all evidence points to. Never talks about dancing Israelis or the Zim Moving Company or the fact that Moish Moving had some art students driving their vehicles that had bomb residue in the back. They were arrested in Pennsylvania, in fact. Or that other Israelis were arrested while driving moving vans in Bergen County in New Jersey. Or the fact that all of these other things, like Atta being on booze cruises with Mr. Abramoff's money. All of these things, just like in the loose change video, are never discussed by Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is a disinformation specialist. That is an absolute fact, ladies and gentlemen. I stand by it with my life. There is absolutely no doubt that he is being handled by this Paul Joseph Watson and others. They're fashioning a strategy to move people away from who really did 9/11. And that is what I know in my heart of hearts, and I know it on the surface as well. And as I've looked at these problems, as I've looked at these facts and these truths, it has become clearer to me over time that Mr. Jones is controlled by the Zionists. Now, when I told Wing TV this in a private conversation, which I didn't think they would go running to you with, and they're another group that just makes me have the willies, especially since they've been putting out Mr. Kaminsky's book, another crypto-Jew, Mr. Mufkaka is also Jewish. If you look up his name, is Scott Mufkafka, and he is also a Jewish name, completely. There's no other a root for the name Mufkafka. It doesn't come from any Christian background whatsoever. It's impossible to be. it is 100% Ashkenazi Jewish roots. Okay? So when you look at all these things and you start wondering, why did this guy savage me? Well, he said that I told him that Alex Jones worked for the Jews. I never said that. I didn't use that terminology. What I did say was that Alex Jones worked for the Zionists. Because I know, ladies and gentlemen, clearly, that not all Jews are involved in this. And because I'm not on Genesis, I'm not going to start bashing the Jews in this world that are not part of this. The same rules stand on my my fight to keep innocent people out of this this blame game. And I certainly don't want anybody in the Jewish community who has had nothing to do with this and wouldn't have anything to do with this being brought into this fray. I certainly want them to be protected by both my listeners, and I would protect them myself with my life. So, that being said, when I find people in the Jewish community who are working for Zionists, I call them Zionists. I don't call them the Jews, as it was stated in the Wing TV piece. What they were trying to do with that is create vitriol in my name. They were trying to say that Smith said the word Jew, and that's not what I used. I used Zionist. I always do on this radio broadcast, and I always will. Now, we take a look at this, and I did say that, and I stand by it. I stood by it then, and you'll notice in my rebuttal to Wing TV, I did not discuss Mr. Jones' participation with the Jewish issue at all. I am tonight. He is disinfo, ladies and gentlemen. He is going to push you down the road that tells you that the Jews did not do this, and it had nothing to do with them, and that the dancing Israelis had nothing to do with anything, and the fact that the government scooped them all up together and shipped them out of the country without investigating them, and the facts are that we're in Iraq for them, and that we're going to be going into Iran for them, and all of these battles that we're fighting are pretty clear-cut as far as I'm concerned. This is where the research has brought us, sadly. But it's refreshing to be able to start speaking the way things really are. I mean, look, guys, it's a painful reality when you start realizing that the people who are told by themselves to be telling you the truth, and you know that they're not, it was painful for me to even listen to them, and I stopped, for the most part, listening. So there it is. I had my soapbox. I got my files out. I got the listenership up to a reasonable level where we can begin to introduce some of the other facts that we have known over time. And what I want to do after this break coming up, we've got a break right now. Take about a five-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll hear a little bit of music. And when we come back from this break, we're going to bring on my host, my co-host and partner in this fight, Eric Huffschmidt. We're going to discuss some of the issues I just brought up. We're going to try to iron out some of those from Eric's perspective, who has been in this 9/11 movement since the event itself. He began putting things together just after and has been in it probably longer than anyone. The man is honorable to a fault and has worked tirelessly to bring the truth out. And I admire him. I appreciate his efforts, and working with him has always been a pleasure. And I want to tell you something. We will bring out everything on this show. We will bring it all to you. And not only that, I will also promise you that I will find a venue that is deserving of this information, and I will grow this audience to be in the hundreds of thousands. And this I promise you today. This fight is far from over. The people I just discussed with you will be outed in a lot of broadcasts in the future. They will be shown for what they are, disinformation liars and destroyers of our truth, and in fact are working against our efforts to have any attempt at justice on 9/11. But that'll happen when we return. Be right back.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel high? John my martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you got me in. Oh my, do I
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. We're back. It's great to be here on this Monday broadcast of The French Connection. As you are already aware from listening to the first part of the show, we're doing this a little differently now. And interesting that we're going to try to put this broadcast together more professionally. And, of course, right now we're low on funds. Of course, you know that I pay for my own phone bills and all my other stuff that was going into this project here. And if you noticed, over time I got rid of all my advertisers because I thought it was ridiculous to put stuff on the site that people weren't interested in, so I took them off. Nobody bought a Berkey from me, and nobody wanted any of these Goober vitamins that they were selling and all this other stuff. So, I mean, actually, some of those vitamins seemed to be all right to me, actually, and I did receive a box of them and as a sample, and they seemed to be all right. But they weren't selling, and I decided to pull them off the site because they just weren't what the people were interested in. So basically, this has fallen in my hands as far as to pay for, also to Eric's. So if you'd like to continue to support the French Connection and help us to go to the next level, to get the right stuff for Shoutcast and get the right stuff for Podcast and for BitTorrent and the whole bit, and to do a professional job, which we're going to do, we could use a little bit of financial support. That'd be like a dollar from everybody that does care about the show. Or if you want to put a $2 or $3, that's fine as well. And send it to that P.O. box. And what we're going to do with that is, first of all, when we're done financing the phone part of it and the presentation part, what we'll do with the rest of it is put some ads out that we're back on the air and how to hear us. And that will be probably a little costly as well, because we'll have to find the right websites that will even take us, because nobody wants to be part of our team, because we're actually being truthful here. And, you know, one other thing I want to bring up before I bring Eric on is that we've placed a book on the website. It is a powerful, powerful book. It's called The 13th Tribe by a man named Kostler. And he is a Jewish gentleman who did some research into the background of the Ashkenazi Jew in Europe. And they come from a Khazar region of the steppes of Russia. They were converts to Judaism in the 8th and 9th century. This particular subject is powerful for a couple of reasons. One, when you're talking about anti-Semitism, ladies and gentlemen, these folks are not Semitic. So they make up 90% of the Jewish community in the world today, and none of them are Semites. So I'm wondering how anti-Semitism fits into their agenda. Well, it fits in by keeping us shut down and shut up. And that won't work anymore, especially since we're going to start outing that as a big lie. But that's for another show. Today's show is about what's happening and how the French Connection intends to address these problems. So I'm going to bring up my partner and webmaster, Eric Hushman. Eric, nice to have you on the show.
Well, it's great to be here on your own French Connection, Daryl.
Well, it is, isn't it? I mean, look, Eric, we did our best. We put the truth out as best we could. And I did apologize in the first segment for even saying that I the videos with Alex Jones. I mean, the fact is I did come to this truth movement through those videos. So I wasn't saying anything off color there. But I was actually held hostage by the management. And I remember talking to you about it. What do you remember about me saying that to you?
Oh, yeah, I know. But see, this—I think most people that work for a company or a government can understand this, because you'll see if you talk to government officials, even military officials, when they're in public, they're going to praise President Bush. But you know, you go to their house and talk to them when they're not working, a lot of them will criticize them. This is—I think almost everybody can understand you. You have no choice. In a lot of cases, you can't just come out ranting about your boss or your fellow employees.
Well, I did it as best I could with Rance and with Jack Blood. He'd sell him his grandmother for a meal for himself. I did say things like that because it's true. The guy is a sellout. I mean, now whether or not he's selling disinformation, I think that could probably be safely made as well, because you know did a positive piece on Kabbalah. I just, oh boy. But anyway, you know, the other side of it, Eric, I mean, look, I didn't praise the guy for, just said that his video was very, you know, even that. The guy is bought and paid for. I mean, what do you think about it?
Well, what I always found curious is this Paul Watson and from England. You know, what's this guy doing, helping him out? I always thought, how come no one ever checks into these people? Because even Jimmy Walter fell for this once when somebody from England said, oh, I'll help you with your website. I'll help you. And, you know, people aren't even wondering, who are these people that suddenly pop up and offer you help? You know, people are not questioning any of this. They're so trusting. And I always thought somebody ought to check into that guy. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's probably a... He will lead you to others. He's one of those that defends Israel's right to exist. I mean, since when does Israel or any nation have a right to exist anyway? And especially when you look at this book that's now sitting at the website, you know, they can read it for free if they don't want to buy the paper when Amazon sells it. But, you know, that 13th tribe, it's pointing out most of these Zionists are not even real Jews anyway. We could, in fact, calling them Jews is actually probably deceptive. Maybe we should be calling them Khazars or something.
Well, it seems like that's true, you know, but the thing that really bothered me about Alex Jones is that he would never point the finger at where all the evidence leads. Look, we're a serious bunch, you and I. We go out, if we find the truth, we report the truth. And we did that because, look, our country is at stake. I'm not doing this for pleasure. I'm certainly not doing it for money because there is none in it, and it's my money going the other way. I'm not doing it for fame because, trust me, Eric, I would prefer not to do this. And I know that I've told you 1,000 times I wanted to quit doing this.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's especially when someone's been in it for years. Like some of these investigators claim to have been in this movement for years or even with intelligence agencies. Like Wayne Madsen says this, that he's with the NSA for a long time. When somebody with this many years of experience studying all of these crimes comes to the conclusion that it was the Arabs or the Vatican, you've got to ask yourself, how could they possibly be this stupid? Because you can understand an ordinary person, when he first discovers 9/11, will probably jump to the conclusion, oh, it was Bush. And, you know, after you look a little more, you might see there's more than just Bush. But these guys claim to have been investigating for years and years. And they come up to the conclusion that it was Arabs or Bush or the Vatican. They're lying is all you can come up to. They couldn't possibly be this stupid. They're lying or they're blackmailed. And once you realize that, then you look who promotes them, who their friends are, and you realize it's this big group. They're all doing it. They're all pushing you away. How could these be coincidences?
Well, do you remember when we were bringing the real facts out about 2 months ago and Alex Jones every day would put somebody on to counter our argument? It was like he would put somebody on that was absolutely opposite of what we were saying to see if he had more power in the truth, in his truth, than we had in ours. Fact was that, you know, he went to that Phelps guy and he talked about Vatican assassins and all this other nonsense, this hooey. And I remember saying to myself, this guy is... And then we'd put somebody else on the next day about another subject, and he would counter that with more nonsense. And the guy was just full of bull. And I got to be honest with you, the man is a sack of crap, Eric. And I, you know, I got to just call him like I see him here. And you know, to have to have worked under those conditions was difficult because I was constantly wondering... If I was doing the right thing, you know, and I said to myself, look, I've got a story to tell here, and I got to be grateful in one way is that I was able to get most of my story out into the public airwaves. That's a fact. I was able through on Shoutcast and on the archives and on Genesis and on our own website to get a great deal of information out, and at the same time to build a decent audience to receive these facts. And if you've been listening for a week, Eric, you've been listening to Christopher doing factual stuff, cited work, telling you where he read it, what page he read it on, how it's important. The stuff we're putting out is in no way refutable.
Right. Well, I think what it always seemed to me is that whenever you came out with something, it was like they had to counteract it. That's the feeling I always got. It was and not necessarily coming from Alex himself, but someone behind him, yeah, saying, quick, put this out now. Or now, because right now, the past week or so, there has been such a big push on message boards, websites, and radio for Loose Change. Now, why are they suddenly pushing it? I think what is happening right now is they are realizing they are having trouble containing this 9/11 lie, and so they're going into, like, you know, plan B or C or whatever it is, where they figure, okay, we can't stop it any longer. Let's just get control of it. Let's let our own people expose it and push aside the people that are just too honest. Push aside them, bring our own people out. We may have to sacrifice some of our own people, but so what? At least the group will remain in control. And this is a concept that most people just can't grasp. The idea that the criminals themselves are going to expose one another and sacrifice one another in order to maintain the group as a whole. And they did this. There was another, the Lebanon affair, I think they did the same exact thing. The Israelis just said, well, those guys got caught, they're ours, but so what? Let them suffer. You know, they sacrificed their own people in order to save the group. And this makes sense, but I think most people have trouble believing they could do this, that it could be such a, you know, this conspiracy could be this big that they're willing to become the crime fighters and the investigators and the policemen and everything else. But that looks like what's happening right now. They're losing control, and they're trying to counteract us by pushing aside everyone. In fact, even today on Alex's show, he was talking about the Holocaust. And not so much like we talk about it, but, you know, bringing up the whole issue of why are Zundel and the others being arrested. This may be another one they're losing control over. And again, they may want to get their people to expose it. Push aside everyone else once again. Come out with the appearance as if they are the truth seekers. They are exposing it. You see, that's what, if you look at Wayne Mattson, Webster Tarpley, it's the same thing with them, too. They are trying to be the truth seekers. They're trying to be the heroes. And they're saying, come over here. Look at me. Gather around me. Don't go over there. Don't listen to that Smith or Huffschmidt or any of those other people. Come over here. And then once they got them over there, they're in control. Nothing will have changed. They can then say, well, okay, Bush is bad. Bush did 9/11. Let's get rid of him. Here's McCain or Lieberman. We'll bring in honest government now.
Well, what I think they're probably going to do is, you know, they'll give Cheney a coronary, and he'll say, I have to retire from my health. Bush will appoint a new vice president, and then that vice president will pardon George Bush, and he'll leave office disgraced with a pardon. And that's exactly what Nixon did. Exactly.
Yeah, that's another, there's so many possibilities here. And see, the other thing you'll hear a lot right now is on the radios and websites is, oh, they're always trying to blame the Jews. They're always trying to blame the Jews. Jew, Jew, Jew. You hear this all the time now. And so maybe what we can also see here, people are always saying, why are you always talking about the Jews? Well, is it our fault that 90% of these 9/11 truth seekers are calling themselves Jews? Is it our fault that the landlord of the World Trade Center and his friends call themselves Jews? Is it our fault that the American media, the European media, the Canadian media are all being controlled by people who call themselves Jews? I mean, everywhere you look. I mean, it's not our fault. We're simply pointing out this is what they call themselves. And so what are we supposed to call them? So maybe what would be easier if we started calling them Khazars then. Maybe that would be solving the problem. Let's not call them Jews. We'll say Khazars.
Well, that's what they are. They're Khazars. That's right.
Or Khazars, whatever you pronounce.
Khazars, and they're Ashkenazi. And the fact of the matter is that they did not embrace Torah. They embraced Talmud. And Talmud is a form of virulent Judaism that embraces the Zohar, which is the racist document that also has its roots in the mystical Kabbalah stuff, where you find the Illuminati, which if you read the book 13th Tribe, you'll begin to understand how these people became what they are today and where they did it and how they did it. It is quite telling, this book, Eric, called the 13th Tribe. It is a masterwork by this man, a wonderful piece of investigative writing. It's scholarship is what it is.
Yeah, and he is also, I guess, apparently a Khazar too himself.
Yes, he is.
And so it's like Benjamin Friedman, you see. It's another one of these that looked at their own group of people and decided, you know, I'm not going to help these people. And there's nothing wrong with this. You can understand it, because I can look at some Americans and think, you know, these guys are stealing cars, these guys are burglarizing houses. So what if they're American? I'm not supporting them. And that's what this guy is doing. He's looking at some of his own people and saying, they may be my people, but I'm not supporting them and their crimes. And this is what we have to emphasize. This is criminal behavior. This is disgusting. It's putting the world through the unbelievable suffering and abuse. For what? So that these people can live out some fantasy of world conquest and domination through it from Israel?
Well, that's my feelings exactly. And what I wanted to let everybody know what we're going to try to do, Eric, over the next few broadcasts is to get a three-way line and start doing other interviews as we did in the past with people such as Christopher coming back on with us, Mohammed Rafiq from London. I've got a lot of people lined up, and I've already talked to people like Dennis Halliday and including Ray McGovern, who I talked to today, and I thanked him for having come on the show the other day, and I applauded his efforts to go further each time. And you got to admit, this guy keeps going farther and farther down this path to the truth, and I got to applaud him for it because he's trying to keep his base with him, and it's working. You know, we all have these little strategies to keep ourselves in the fight here, and so that the truth can be let out. I do want to go to another subject that I brought up in the first segment there, Eric, and it's about this man, this retired Lieutenant Colonel Ziegler. His name is Gregory Ziegler, and I had the willies about this man right away, and there was interesting parallels to his efforts with Key Dudney. And actually with his relationship with this gal, Judy Andreas, including, I mean, he's got contacts. Judy Andreas is very close to Greg Szymanski. It's like we went to the top of the nest with this man, and he certainly is in the shadows, this guy.
Oh, you mean Judy has contacts with Kaminsky, not Szymanski?
No, he has contacts with Ziegler. She does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said Szymanski, not Ziegler.
Well, she does as well. There's some kind of relationship there, too.
Oh.
Contacts or whatever.
Yeah, and see, here again, you have to look at all these suspicious people and notice how they all connect again. Because you've got Ziegler, Key Dudney, that whole physics 9/11 site, Szymanski, Phil Jahan. It's all like one giant group that help one another. And this could be the big nest of criminals. This could be
it. The rat's nest, Eric, and we threw a bomb in it and watched them run, and that's what I've described it as, because, look, when we tossed the bomb over the fence, we just watched the rats scatter, and we watched where they ran, and many of them ran to this guy Ziegler. And I got to tell you something. He gets on the phone with me and starts talking to me about how they can come to my house and drop LSD in my water, and better watch out for your food, Daryl, because they put drugs on your food, and you end up having drug trips, and they find you babbling on the side of the road, drooling, is what he's telling me.
See, it could be he's telling you fast.
I'm going to be waiting for Greg Ziegler to arrive at my house and drop some acid on me or something.
Well, maybe he's telling you about things they've done in the past.
Well, I'm not doubting that for one minute, am I?
I know, and see, if you look at some of the people that we see publicly, see, people like him are behind the scenes. Most people don't even know his name, but if you look at the people we do know, you know, the people that we see, the Phil Jahan, Tom Flacco, the Loose Change people, Carl Schwartz, even if you look at previous attacks, Tim McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald, the shoe bomber guy, you know, you'll see another pattern there, is that the people we see, they're all like mentally unstable in some respect or another.
Well, and so, that would fit Carl Schwartz pretty well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, delusions of grandeur and, you know, problems, probably financial problems, who knows what else. Writing problems, can't think straight. So, but I mean, it's the same. You see, this is what they're using. They're using these people, taking advantage of them, fooling them, and possibly even doing things to them, like giving them drugs or brain damage to even make them worse. And so that's what I see. These people that are in the public are just like puppets to them. And then what you have to look at is who is behind them.
Well, Deborah Simon comes to light, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's... Phil Jahan gives her credit for finding the pod. Carl Schwartz is giving her all sorts of credit for helping him, and he works with her. And I mean, it's endless. You look at Tom Flacco.
John Kaminsky works with her.
Tom Flacco praises her and says she's one of his investigators. I mean, how does this one woman help so many people? And you look at who is it she's helping. It's not me. It's not you. It's these people that are, you wonder about, you know, what you wonder about their mental stability. She's helping them. I mean, it's like if you found one woman who was helping Tim McVeigh and Lee Harvey Oswald and the guy they claim shot, you know, that Sirhan guy, and if he, the shoe bomber. If you found one woman helping all of these, you'd say, wait a minute, this is a connection here. This is the handler here. That's what's going on here.
Well, it is what's going on here. And this guy Ziegler's at the top of the food chain, ladies and gentlemen. His name's Greg Ziegler. And he's also working with Greg Schimanski. And, I mean, look, this is a nest. It's a big nest. And we found it, and we uncovered it, and we threw the names out there, and Muff Cocker over there and the rest of them. And, you know, Kaminsky and Schwartz and, geez, we got this other Nimrod there, Tarpley. What is this guy Tarpley? I mean, they're holding him up as some researcher when the guy is a ne'er-the-well. He doesn't even touch any of the important leads that were at least. I mean, here's another guy, years and years in research, and he comes up with the crap he comes up with.
Right. You know, and I got an email from someone who, after Wing TV attacked you, he came up and he sent me an email and says, he used to believe them, he used to listen to them, but he says now it's starting to make sense, because he says they do talk about Zionism, but according to this guy who sent me the email, he says they are always claiming that it's one of the tentacles. That's what he says is their expression. It's one of the tentacles of the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the bankers. See, it's actually another clever way of deceiving people. They'll say, yeah, the Zionists are involved, but then they're part of this Illuminati.
Well, they actually, the 13th tribe describes how the Illuminati was formed by these people.
Yeah.
By the Zionists. It was how they got into the Scottish Freemasons, and how they worked their way into the Oriental Lodge of Freemasons. And the fact is that they have full control over all of these organs of secret societies, and the mother of all of them, or the big cheese behind it all, is the Zionist movement, the Lubavitch, and of course the Rothschild fortunes being the political arm of it, the money arm. And so the facts are the facts. Where they lead is where they lead, Eric. We found them. We found where they went, and we reported on it.
But you see, when they say things like it's the Illuminati or the bankers, this is where it's fooling people. Because I just got into an argument with Phil Jahan even a few minutes ago before you called. He was saying, yeah, the bankers are involved. And I said to him, well, who do you think the bankers are? And he says, the Vatican. The Vatican controls the bankers. The Vatican controls the Illuminati. This is where people are getting completely fooled by this nonsense. You tell them the Illuminati. Well, what's the Illuminati?
Well, why would the Vatican control them all and all these people be Jewish?
That's what I asked him. And he says, well, they're being controlled by the Catholic Church. They're all... This is what's happening.
They're a retard.
Well, either that or, yeah, but there are people all over that are being fooled by this, because it's coming from so many directions. The Vatican's doing this. The Vatican's controlling poor little Israel. The Vatican is in control of the Zionist movement. The Vatican's in control of the Rothschilds, he says to me. I said, the Rothschilds? How do they control them? Oh, they do. This is what people, if you look at what they're doing out there, putting the blame on this Illuminati, it's a mysterious group. It's like the great pumpkin in that Peanuts cartoon. What is the Illuminati? You need names and people. If it's the Vatican, who in the Vatican? You need a name.
No, see, it's not them. And so we got the names. We know the names. We've been talking about them. We've been discussing who it is on this show. And we're going to continue to do that, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that this investigation is not done. We are working on other many, many other things. I did mention, Eric, at the beginning of this segment how we could use some small financial support. We want just $1, $2, $3, $4, even $5 from our listeners to try to help us put this next phase together. You know, whatever it's going to cost us to do some advertising, get the small amounts of stuff lined up for ourselves. And, I mean, if everybody out there who cares about the French Connection and wants this truth to continue, we are going to put out this kind of quality. It's going to end up on our site. It'll end up on Shoutcast. It'll end up on BitTorrent and Streamcast. And we do need help from the listeners. Maybe they have some extra knowledge on how to set these networks up, because right now we're not experts in this. We do need help with it. We do know there are some small costs involved, so we don't need tens of thousands. We don't have to set up a whole network. What we do have to do is set up a system that will allow us to get the truth out. This is not entertainment radio, so all we need is a venue.
Yeah, it won't take much money. It's more... the biggest thing we need is the help in getting the publicity, you know, passing out the emails to people. and putting it on websites or message boards. You know, that's what the biggest boost to us would be, is get the information out and especially reach people with intelligence. We've got to get people who can see through the deception, because, I mean, the people that think the Vatican is in control of this planet, they're not going to help us. They're going to be used by the other side to sabotage us. So we got to reach the intelligent people, and the best way, if they don't know how else to help us, is simply to, you know, contact your friends and relatives and that have some brains, and get this information to them. Tell them to read that book. It's right online now, that 13th Tribe. There's other articles at IamTheWitness.com. This is what they're afraid of, information, because it's opening up, you know, it's pulling the curtain away from these people. Well, it's exposing them, and it's spreading right now. That's why I think they're pushing so hard right now to, you know, promote loose change or promote the Vatican stuff. They're losing, and I think they're getting a little bit worried. So we got to keep it up, keep the pressure up.
Well, we're not giving up. You and I have decided we're going to kick their face in, and that's the end of it, man. I'm going for the neck, ladies and gentlemen. I've always told you I kick butt, and we're going to do that. We're not going to stop. This has to be told. The story has to be told. They can try to marginalize us. They can try to silence us. They can try, but you know what? In the ultimate end here, if anything happens to either you or I, our files are going to explode in the nation. And already the fact that we got so unceremoniously separated from the network and what happened to us over there speaks volumes to our truth. Speaks volumes. So for the time being, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna finish up the today's broadcast with just that, and we're gonna move back, because I just found out about 5 hours ago that this was over for us, and we threw this quick thing together for you. I hope your support is with us. I hope you can send us a buck or two in the mail. It will be helpful to put these kinds of future programmings together, and we want to do it with a professionalism. We want to have some music and the rest of it to make it somewhat professionally edged, and then we want to do a little advertising for the programming as well. Maybe take out an ad in a newspaper even, or something. If you'd like to see those things happen, and you do appreciate this broadcast, there are thousands of you out there, ladies and gentlemen, many thousands. We were getting thousands of downloads a day, thousands. And so if you just sent a couple of bucks each, we would be able to do massive things with this. Trust me. We could put together an advertising package for this. We could put together a professional thing. We could get people to go word of mouth on this, and we could end up taking this to a bigger audience than we had on Genesis, and without having to feel constrained by the things that they want us to say. So there it is. Again, I apologize to each of you out there for even saying that Alex's videos were okay, but in fact, I wasn't lying about any of that, but I was being disingenuous with the fact that I wanted to stay on the network long enough to get more truth out, and I hope you understand that that's the reasons why I did it, and I accept my apology on that regard. And I want you to all to know that in the days, weeks, and months to come, we're going to take our country back. We're going to take it back, and I want to see a network like Genesis go down the tubes where they belong. They are a whole nest, a whole, excuse the expression, shithouse over there, and they should be cleaned out, completely cleaned out, ladies and gentlemen. And I ask you all to maybe make that a consideration in your decision-making over who and how you listen to the truth. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, and...